The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 92. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Wouldn't it be amazing to walk among the rolling green hills of Ireland? Picture the texture of standing stones, the sounds of Irish fiddle, and the wet taste of Guinness on your lips, and you're just now beginning to understand the magic of each Celtic Invasion vacation. The next trip is scheduled for Ireland in June 13th through 20th, 2011. Find all the details when you visit the website at CelticInvasion.com. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician and your podcast host. And that was Tam Lynn by Stone Circle from their CD Metamorphosis. Find them at stonecirclemusic.com. Well, first, let me remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 5. It's your chance to tell our other listeners which song you enjoy best in each episode. Just visit the website to cast your vote. And after each show, I get a bunch of new members of the podcast, and I want to thank you and everyone who supports this podcast by becoming a member. Without your support, I could not keep the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast running, so thank you very much. And if you're not yet a member, I hope you'll visit the website to find out how you can join. And as a bonus, you're going to get free access to Songhenge, my exclusive archive of Celtic music downloads. It's a CD worth of music every month. Visit CelticMusicPodcast.com for details. Finally, I asked recently through the podcast and Facebook what I can do to make this show better. One person asked for less talk and more music. I do consider everything I say in the show important, but I have noticed a tendency to ramble now and then. So by your request, I will do my best to focus my talking a wee bit more and keep the music playing. Now, I didn't plan to do a Halloween show this year, but Bob Withers asked me if I was going to do one back in January. Then he and his wife, Helen, compiled a huge list of songs. So here it is, an extra long show for Halloween and Samhain. I hope you have a happy one, however it goes. And one of the most requested songs on Facebook was Heather Dale's recording of Black Fox. It's from her CD, The Road to Santiago. Find her at heatherdale.com.
As we were out a-hunting one morning in the spring, both hounds and horses running well made the hills and the valleys ring. But to our great misfortune, no fox there could be found. Our huntsmen cursed and swore, but still no fox moved over the ground. And up spoke our master huntsman, the master of the chase. If only the devil himself come by, we'd run him such a race. Sprung like lightning, a fox from out of his hole. His fur was the color of a starless night, and his eyes like burning coals. And they chased him over the valley, and they chased him over the fields. devil himself where he stood on the other side. And the men, the hounds, the horses went flying back to town. And hard on their heels come a little black fox, laughing as he ran. Ride on, my gallant huntsman, when must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over. When must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over the glen.
Creeping things are my way. This is Van from Baru's Ghost. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Thank you. walk in a holla lane. I spied the Corbys, they were Mac and May. And even Teddy, I didn't say, oh, oh, well, we gang, will we dine the day, oh, oh, well, we gang, will we dine the day. Instead of heads, you're all fell dying. I want their lives, oh, and we've slain knights. And nobody can say he lies here. His hawk is hound and his lady fair. His hawk is hound and his lady fair. His hawk is tamed to hunting game. His hound to bring all the wildfowl hame. His lady's taken another mate, oh, so we can back our dinner sweet. His white house pane, and I'll pick out his funny blue wane. And with the lark, oh, his golden hair, oh, we'll pick our nest when it grows fair. Oh, we'll pick our nest when it grows fair. But never he can solve, for he has gained. Or his bare bones as they lie bare, oh, the wind will blow, I forever merrow. The wind will blow, I forever merrow.
And that was Jasper Cole with Twa Corbys from 1,000 Feet Closer to Hell. Find them at jaspercole.com. Before that, Grey Angus with She Moved to the Fair and A Maid in Bedlam from their CD, Gaelic Soup. Find them at greyangus.celtichearts.com. And before that, Crepuscule, Devil in the Kitchen Set from their CD, Shades of Music. Find them at crepuscule.ca. And topping it off was Pachin with Lover's Ghost from Jiggery Pokery. Find them at soundclick.com/Pachin. Podcast news. First, a reminder that this show starts my 2-month break from podcasting. My daughter is due on October 23rd, and you can find out when she's born at CelticMusicPodcast.com, or you can hear all the news on the Facebook page. Visit the website for details. The October Celtic iMix is a tremendous success. Songs are shooting up the charts thanks to you. Our Victims of Irish Music compilation is one of the top 3 Irish music CDs on iTunes. So please go rate the latest iMix and we can help push it to number 1. And if you can't do that, why not instead post a comment about the Irish and Celtic Music podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Let everyone know why you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Finally, you can see me performing on weekends in November and December at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. I hope I can see you there. Come say hi. You know, I'm fairly friendly. I don't bite a whole lot. We're going to jump straight back into the music. This is a lot tighter. I said I was going to, you know, shorten the chatting and such, but this might even be too much, but we'll see. Never mind, because I'm trying to get this done in time so I can have a nice long break for my daughter. And so we're going to jump straight into the music with Battle Legs. This is the Soup Mages from their same titled CD, The Soup Mages. Find them at myspace.com/battlelegs. And you can find that CD on CD Baby. Follow the links in the show notes.
I was strolling the hills, feeling hungry and ill. on a November night led by only the moon. They were standing in crowds, clad in burial shrouds. The soup makers, they'll be stewing quite soon.
Gentle just happened to be in the record shop at the time, and I'd like to thank this guy for saving my sanity at 2 o'clock in the morning on a bad night when we're having a really bad night at work. It's superb.
And what is your name?
Paul.
Paul. Thank you very
much.
From
the UK.
From the UK.
Young Hunting's to the castle gone as fast as he can ride, with a hunting horn slung at his waist and a broadsword by his side. Oh, a broadsword by his side, a broadsword by his side, with a hunting horn slung at his waist and a broadsword by his side. When he came up to the castle gates, well, he's pulled all out the pen, but no one was ready, but the lady fair did rise and let him in. You are welcome here, my young hunting, to coal and candlelight. So welcome are you, young hunting, just to lie with me this night. Oh, to lie with me this night, sweet boy, to lie with me this night. So welcome are you, young hunting, just to lie with me this night. Oh, well, I thank you for your light, lady, and so I for your coal. But there's a fairer girl worth 10 of you meets me down by the town wall. Oh, well, he bent down from his saddle bow just to kiss her ruby cheek, and she's pulled out a small sharp knife and she's wounded him full deep. Oh, she wounded him full deep, me boys, she wounded him full deep. She's pulled out a small sharp knife and she's wounded him full deep. And she's called upon her Irish maids long before the day. There lies a dead man in my bower and I wish he was away. So they booted him and spurred him up as he was once to ride, and they've carried him to the wide water they call the River Clyde. Oh, they call the River Clyde, they call the River Clyde, and they've carried him to the wide water that they call the River Clyde. And one did take him by his foot and the other by his head, and they've thrown him in where the water's deep and he sank to the river bed. Lie there, you young hunting, till the blood seep from your bones, for that fairer girl worth 10 of me will wait long ere you come home. Will wait long ere you come home, will wait long ere you come home. That fairer girl worth 10 of me will wait long ere you come home. But up then spoke a bonny little bird that flew up in the tree. Go home, you false lady, and pay your maid her fee. Come down, you bonny little bird, come down into my hands, and your cage I'll make of the fine beaten gold where now it's the willow wand. Where you can keep your cage of the fine beaten gold, and I will keep my tree. For as you did to young hunting, then so you do to me. Oh, and so you do to me, and so you do to me. For as you did to young hunting, then so you do to me. Turned out the very next day the king was going to ride, and he's called out for young hunting to ride all at his side. But the lady swore by the grass so green, and so she by the corn, I have not seen your young hunting since yesterday half morn. But I saw him down by the River Clyde, and I fear he's drowned therein. So they've sent down the diver's bowl just to die for young hunting. Oh, to die for young hunting. To die for young hunting. And they've sent down the diver's bowl just to die for young hunting. But up then spoke that bonny little bird that flew above their heads. Dive on, your diver's bold, for there he lies indeed. But leave off your diving in the day and dive all in the night. And where young hunting he does lie, the candles will burn full bright. Oh, the candles will burn full bright, my boys, candles will burn full bright. And where young hunting he does lie, candles will burn full bright. So they left off diving in the day, and they dived all in the night. And where young hunting he did lie, the candles did burn full bright. But pale and white were his wounds all washed, just white as a linen clout. And when the lady she came near, the blood came gushing out. Oh, the blood came gushing out. The blood came gushing out. And when the lady she came near, the blood came a gushing out. Oh, it must have been my Irish maid, so ill may she betide. For I'd have never taken young hunting and thrown him in the Clyde. So they've taken that Irish maid in a bonfire of set her in. But the flames wouldn't take upon her cheek, nor yet upon her chin. So they've taken out that Irish maid and they've thrown the lady in. And the flames they took to her skin and hair, and she burned like a holly green. Oh, she burned like a holly green. She burned like holly green. The flames they took to her skin and hair, and she burned like holly green.
Sweet time. three sisters lived not long ago, not so far away. In a house of stone upon a desert wide they lived, in a house of desert stone. One morning bright there came a man in ragged boots and clothes. I am the king of the deep dark well, he sternly spoke. I'm the king of the deep dark well. There is a rock, a great red rock, that gives but little shade. And in that shade there seeps a spring, this king did say. A thirsty desert spring, that is the deep dark well, he said. And of that well I'm king. And in these finest robes I seek a queen to love. Which of you will be my queen? Oh, sir, dear sir, the sisters said, take shelter, we implore. For on your head a crown the sun has burned, oh, sir, the sun has burned a crown. The king came in, they told him to, they sat him in a chair. I will not drink but of my deep dark well, he said, no water will I drink. And as the sun began to climb its ladder to the sky, the sisters each a question of this king did ask. They did ask him questions three. The question I must ask of you, the older sister said, is there a path to the deep dark well that all may find? A path to the deep dark well. There is no path, the king did say, that leads you to my well. There is only thirst, which you could slake like most elsewhere. Will you slake your thirst elsewhere? This kingdom of the deep dark well, a middle sister said, would I who loves the light be queen of death, strange sir? Would I be queen of death? Oh, it is not death, the king replied, above which I preside. The deep dark waters of my well renew all things, so what will you renew? I have drunk, the younger sister said, the waters of your well. Why should I drink again this brine you savor so? Why should I drink again? Oh, drink again, the king did say, the waters of my well. Its brine is sweet to those who love this broken world. Will it now be sweet for you? I have answered all you have asked of me, the king he sternly said. Now which of you will go away with me tonight? Who will go away with me? Thank you.
That was David Nigel Lloyd with The Three Sisters and the King of the Deep Dark Well and the Just Desert from his CD Rivers, Kings, and Curses. Find him at davidnigelloyd.com. Before that, Poor Man's Fortune with The Unquiet Grave from their CD In Good Time. Find him at poormansfortune.com. Before that, Young Hunting by Serious Kitchen from their CD Tig. Find them at seriouskitchen.co.uk. And topping it off was Circled by Hounds with The Well Below the Valley from their CD Chasing Our Tales. Find them at myspace.com/circledbyhounds. Listener feedback. Andy in Abingdon, Maryland writes, Dear Mr. Gunn, I am a new subscriber to the Celtic Music Podcast, but I wanted to let you know how much I enjoy your broadcast. The love and effort that you put into each show is apparent even to the most casual listener. As I bring myself up to speed on the past episodes, I frequently find myself singing along with drinking songs that remind me of my days as a rowdy young Marine corporal in the bars around Quantico and Camp Lejeune. But for all that, I find myself most enjoying the instrumental pieces that you present. Thank you for your labor of love. Respectfully, Andy. Thank you, Andy. I really appreciate it, and that is what this show is all about. I don't have as much instrumental in this show, and I think the next one. I apologize for that. It just sort of kind of worked out that way. I do try to back and forth it throughout the entire show. You know, do an instrumental and then a vocal, but I don't get nearly as many instrumental selections from the bands who submit. So that's a challenge. In fact, if you'll notice, the bands who submit instrumental music, they probably get played a lot more than bands who have songs and such. So something to keep in mind if you're a band and you want to get played on the podcast, I need more instrumental music. So there you go. All right, we're going to jump back into the music. Minstrels of Mayhem with the Banshee from their CD Rocky Road. Find them at minstrelsofmayhem.com.
Ever go out in the woods in the middle of the night, and the moon is on the rise, the light from the moon is slight, and there's something in the air, it sails across the sky. Well, you know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees cry. Wind or practical joke from a friend, but whatever it is, you know it'll scare you in the end. It could be the curlew's cry or scuffs me with bound of bowels, but you'll know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees howl. Fear of ghosts, will that be a mighty boast? For the sound that you're hearing could drive a soldier from his post. You wish it was all a bad dream, for on the night it will seem like time stood still when you heard the banshee scream. So I know the fears and the visions and nightmares you'll have for years and years. It's getting late at night, so it's time to end my tale, for I want to be home and safe in bed when the banshees start to wail.
night before Larry was stretched, all the boys we paid him a visit. A bit in the sacks where they fetch, for the sweat at the dust that they visit. For Larry was always a lad when a boy was condemned to the squeezer. Defense all the dust that he had for to help his poor friend who was sneezer. And warm as old copper he died. Well, the boys they came carrying him fast and they threw all the stools round about him. Six and grudges tapped as a favor, he couldn't be well away without them. Well, one of them asking you die without having truly repented. Says Larry, not only me, I am blessed by the clergy invented. But I get a fat bit for themselves. Oh, and I'll be cut up like a pie, and me not for me body be parted. You're in the wrong box of society for blasphemy if they're so hard-hearted. A chalk on the back of your neck is all that jackass is to give you. Their mind has just trifles of tech, oh why should the likes of them breathe you? And that wasn't tip as the deck. Well, the car's being called for the plate until Larry found one of them cheated. A dart that is not very made for the boy being easily heated. Oh, hope you the hope for your thief, I'll scuttle you not with me daddle. You cheat me because I'm in grief, I'll but soon I'll demolish your noddle. And leave me a claret to drink. Then the clergy came in with his pitchy spoon, so sweet and so civil. Larry tipped him, he came in and broke, and he pitched his big wig to the devil. Then sighing, he threw back his head for to get a sweet drop of the bottle and pitiful sighing he said, oh, the hemp will be soon on me throttle and you'll be the woman to death. But sure it's the best of the die, the devil a better in living. But now when the gallows is high, then our journey is shorter to heaven. But what harasses Larry the most and makes his soul melancholy is he thinks of the time when he's gone. It will come in the shape to suit Molly. I'm sure it'll kill her alive. I think he up over to see him put down like a flower. On his travels he watched in the stage. The front rats thought it could kill him. But Larry not one would say, not change till he come to King William. The mushroom is colour grew white. When he came to the old little chip, he was ticked as sweet and so pretty. The rubber jumped off from his feet and he died with his face in the city. He kicked it, but that was just pride. But soon his basic was all over. Soon after the noose was untied, and doctors who waked him in clover and sent it to take his ground sweat. Oh, the night before Larry was stretched, all the boys we paid him a visit. A bit in the sacks that they fetched, but the sweat at the dose that they risit. But Larry was always a man when a boy's condemned to the squeezer. With that's all the desert he has, but a helpless well friend to a sneezer. And one was all got free time. And what was the buffer he died?
Hi, my name is Jordan Garcia, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Sleep in my bosom as the rose. No sooner had these words been spoken, fine flowers in the valley, when in at the window the elf knight is broken as the roses blow. Maid, said he, fine flowers in the valley, I cannot blow my horn, but you call on me as the roses blow. But will you go to the greenwood side, fine flowers in the valley? If you will not go, I'll cause you ride as the roses blow. He leapt on his horse and she on another, fine flowers in the valley. And off they rode to the green woods together as the roses blown. Light down, Isabel, said he, fine flowers in the valley. We've come to the place where you are to die as the roses blown. For seven kings' daughters here have I slain, fine flowers in the valley, and you will be the eighth of them as the roses blown.
Isabel, the Elf Knight by Angus Moore from their CD Symphony from a Ghost Ship. Find them at angusmoore.com. Before that, Devil's Coal, The Legend of Jack-O-Lantern by Hair of the Dog from their CD Donegal. Find them at hair-of-the-dog.com. Before that, Dark Island and the Bulgarian Bandit by John McLean Allen from his CD Stand Easy. Find him at bagpipetamer.com. And topping it off was Occam's Razor with The Night Before Larry Was Stretched from their CD 10,000 Miles to Bedlam. Find them at occamsrazormusic.com. Of course, if there's an artist that's missing from this show, you can always email the band and tell them to submit music at CelticMusicPodcast.com. There are instructions in the show notes. Now, if you want to find out more about the artists in the show, go to CelticMusicPodcast.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our Celtic MP3s music magazine and visit the links for our Celtic Music CD store. Please support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We'll be back right after this.
Knights in shining armor.
Damsels in distress.
Pirates are.
Belly dancers.
Rogues.
Wenches.
Peasants.
And pilgrims.
No, this is not your grocery shopping list for the local dragon.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's that too.
But it's also a recipe for the Renaissance Festival podcast.
A weekly downloadable internet radio show.
Featuring bands currently performing at Renaissance festivals from the four corners of the world.
You'll hear Irish music and Scottish music from the Brobdingnagian Bards, Empty Hats Jesse Lender and Cantiga.
Arr, and pirate songs from the Jolly Rogers and the Shantyman.
Medieval music from Istan Pita.
Gypsy music from Emu Ziki.
Bagpipes from the Rogues.
Body songs from Iris and Rose, the Bedlam Bards, and the Limey Birds.
This isn't the Renaissance.
It's a whole lot more.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Visit us on the web at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Then start dining on some of the most entertaining music in history.
But leave your pet dragon at home, or in your pants.
Now before I go, I do want to remind you once again to cast your vote in the Celtic Top 5. Which song did you love best in this show? Head on over to the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com/vote, to cast your vote. And we're going to finish it up with a requested track, Rising Gale. This is William's Ghost. It's from their CD, These City Walls. Find them at RisingGale.com. I hope you all have a happy, happy Halloween and Samhain. And I will be back again with more podcasts. They're going, I think, at least until the end of November, maybe even in December. We shall see. There's a lot of specials. I hope you enjoyed the last special, and a lot more coming up. So stay tuned for all that. Here is Rising Gale. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Darling, I must go. corner from